something that most of us take for granted. But for a Santa Barbara County woman, it's a huge issue.
I am profoundly hard of hearing. I have a cochlear implant in my left ear and a high-powered hearing aid in my right ear. So when I take them out, I am really compromised. So it's very difficult for me to distinguish conversations and vocabulary.
Nora McNeely Hurley says it was especially frustrating when it came to going to a movie or live stage performance.
Really frustrating to the point that I ended up not going out at all because it was such a steady and frustration to be sitting in the audience and wanting so much to catch the dialogue and participate with the audience and not be able to.
But Hurley heard about some new technology, something called a hearing loop system, which allowed her hearing aid to interact with her TV. She had it installed in her home.
From then on, I was wanting the entire world looped. It was such an incredible difference. All of a sudden, I was hearing things so clearly, and I didn't need to use subtitles. I just thought, this is incredible technology. This should be everywhere.
Hurley is in a unique position to make that idea come true. She has a family foundation, the Manitou Fund. It's been funding projects throughout the Santa Barbara area to bring the technology to performing arts venues.
We looped the Santa Barbara Bowl, the Riviera Theater, the Arlington, which was quite a big job, and now the Metro Fiesta and Marjorie Luke, as of just this last week, with permanent loops.
Hurley's Manitou Fund spent $100,000 for the system at the Marjorie Luke Theater and gave the Santa Barbara International Film Festival $100,000 for upgrades at the 5 downtown Santa Barbara theaters. Shannon Kelly is the film festival's development manager.
They came to us about this project that we've just completed and said, you know, we'd really like to pull this together and get it done in time for the festival so that so many more members of our community can experience what a difference it makes.
Movie theaters are already equipped with old-style headsets, but the new technology basically connects someone's hearing aid to the theater's sound system.
80% of all hearing aids and all cochlear implants have what's called a T-coil or telecoil implemented in the device, which was originally meant to talk on the telephone so that when you hold the phone handset up, the hearing aid doesn't start squealing. This technology was developed to basically install wiring in a room that is connected to an amplifier, and we're sending out a magnetic field. So basically the wire under the carpet and in the floor here acts as an antenna and sends out a signal to the hearing device that it can then wirelessly pick up.
Thomas Kaufman is with AutoJoy, which is pioneering the hearing loop technology. He says systems like this are growing in importance because more and more people have hearing issues.
23% of adults in this country have hearing loss in at least 1 year, so it's more than 60 million people. And without an assistive listening system, a lot of those people struggle to hear at the movies and then end up not going to shows.
Sal Garcia is manager of the Fiesta 5 Theater, which now has some theaters equipped with AutoJoy's hearing loop systems. He says in the nearly 2 decades he's been with Metropolitan Theaters, he's seen a spike in requests for hearing aids.
A lot of people ask, what are the choices that we have at headsets? But now we get to try the hearing loop, you know, which basically just opens a lot of doors for a lot of people.
Nora McNeely Hurley says she really wants to get the technology available in all of the community's performing arts venues.
Let's do it, and let's be inspiration for other cities to do the same. It's my goal to loop every single public venue in Santa Barbara, and we're getting there.
Hurley says she's thrilled the sound upgrades for the 5 downtown Santa Barbara theaters are complete in time for this year's film festival, but she's even happier that the systems will now make movie going a much better experience for people year-round. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.